I've always been handy at making things. You know, I've built dinghies and I used to build my own fishing rods. And when I was small, they bought me the Airfix kits, you know. And I used to build Airfix kits. And then I graduated on. And then suddenly I found when I was retired, because I haven't worked this century, I found that I could build ship models that nobody else could. And the beauty of it is somebody would say to me, can you build a model of the Kathleen and May? Yeah, righto. So the Kathleen and May, you've probably heard of her, haven't you? She'd sail in and out of Ireland into Pembroke. And the last voyage into Pembroke was 1960. She was a sailing ship. So I built a model of her and I built numerous models. Perhaps the most famous one I built was the Haiyei, which was a Japanese warship built in Pembroke Dock in 1877. The Japanese ambassador in 2019 actually came down to see the ship. And I thought, that's an accolade for a Japanese ambassador to come all the way from London just to see that ship. The most interesting one, which might be going off at a tangent, was a warship of Henry VII, 1490. It's an enormous great thing, you know, and you think, how on earth did that float? That was one of my last ships. It's currently in the Pembroke Museum because that's where Henry VII was born. So each of my ships, before I build it, I have to have an idea of where it's going to go or who wants it. If I fill the house up with ships, my wife would say, I'm not going to dust that lot. So anyway, if I build a ship and it goes somewhere else and somebody gets pleasure from it, that's what's needed, you know.